good morning. It's 7:09. A pleasant good morning. It's a Monday. And what a pleasant way to start off the morning. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. She was telling me they already are working on their 2026 calendar. Or do you have it done?
I'm just putting on the, just dotting my I's and crossing my T's, but yes.
Putting the flowers around the edges?
Just, you know, making sure everything is good, but yes, it is done.
Oh, man.
It all begins again.
It all starts all over. All right. Now, last time we here, we talked about some new businesses opening up. I was going to ask you about the Chit Chat building. They redid the whole facade of that building.
Yeah, is that nice?
Yeah. You have somebody moving in there?
The one... Chit Chat is staying.
Oh, they're staying, but they had the whole facade redone.
It looks nice. Yeah.
It does look nice. Wow. Aren't you lucky it didn't rain here like it did in Milwaukee?
Oh.
Could you imagine 14 inches of rain downtown?
Yeah, we had to close up our music, but only a little bit early, but not bad because we had live music on Saturday. But we stayed open until about almost 7 o'clock.
And we had a little bit of rain compared to 14 inches.
Oh, that looked miserable.
I saw pictures of the State Fair. The parking lot looked like an ocean. You could see the waves in the parking lot. People were walking through the streets of State Fair. The water was up to this woman. Now, she wasn't a tall woman, but it was up to her knees.
I wonder if the vehicles got ruined, too, flooded. Any of those vehicles, because that can't be good.
What a difference a few miles makes, as Stewart said. What a difference just a couple of miles. Well, anyway, that's all gone. And let's move forward, because the events keep on coming. So I hate to say the summer's coming to an end soon. Isn't that horrible to say that?
I know, it's odd, but...
My mother always got depressed at the end of summer. She says, I can't believe it's gone. Well, Mom, you saw this coming, right?
That's the weird thing about August. It's, you know, it's probably the nicest weather-wise, but it also has this heaviness of sadness, like summer's coming to a close.
You know, everybody posts the same picture, a meme, every August, and it shows Charlie Brown and Snoopy. It shows their back, and Charlie Brown's got his arm around Snoopy. It says, goodbye, August. Oh. And they're looking into the sunset. And I want to cry. It always felt bad for him. We always took our vacations in August. My dad took 2 weeks off at the beginning of August. And then we came back and back to school sale and depressed me. I hated to see those signs. Anyway, now I don't care because I'm not going back to school. Doesn't matter to me. Okay, let's talk about some events still coming up. July is in the books. The beginning of August is in the books. And now we're going to talk about Music on the Monument, which still goes on. And that's August 15th. What day of the week is that, August 15th?
That's Friday. Yeah, so Friday. We have live music every Friday and Saturday now through the end of August. So that'll be great. We've got a wonderful blues band playing this Friday, Lee Jinx and the Fabulous Bluebirds, I want to say, but it's a blues band. So should be a lot of fun.
Okay. On Saturday, because we call it Saturday Sounds. Now, what is that, Saturday Sounds?
It's live music.
Live music on Monument Square.
And so not only is there live music down there, we've got a couple food trucks, we've got some vendors, we've got beautiful shaded seating so you can grab some food, we've got a beer garden.
Really? Where's the beer garden? It's right there?
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, so both on Friday and Saturday, it's really nice that... have all that.
Oh, a beer garden. That's the latest thing. Everybody's got beer gardens. And unfortunately, people like me, I never had beer in my life, so I sipped it once.
Well, you know, Wisconsin, if you've got live music, a beer garden, and some food trucks, everyone's in a happy place.
I know.
It's really the key to happiness.
I had to go to Petrifying Springs yesterday or Saturday to get water from their Petrifying Spring thing. Place was packed. I said, what's going on a Saturday night? The beer garden.
Yes.
And it was packed. So, okay, that's big.
Yeah.
So that's on Saturday, August 9th, August 16th. Then Haymarket. Now, this brings you back to the old days when it was called Haymarket Square. And I have a picture of it where farmers brought their hay there for people to buy. And kind of that goes on. It's still like a sale play. We have all little booths set up all over.
Yeah, we have around 50 vendor booths set up, and this is the final one of the season. So you have to make it out there. You have to stock up because...
You don't have any in the fall?
No, we don't. So this is the last one of the season, and so literally you have to come, stock up on all of your favorite jarred canned goods, honey, They've got so many wonderful, some sourdough breads, everything that you're looking for. There's, of course, there's also Come Hungry, because we also have, I think this last one, we had 11 food trucks down
Whoa.
There. So there are options.
That's the latest thing, food trucks.
I know, it really gets people out
well,
of
first
house.
Of all, it's easy. You don't have to set up a hole, and they run, they're self-contained.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's great.
And there's live, there's also live acoustic music going on, a beer garden. So it really has everything you need for a nice Thursday, you know, evening.
Is there a big fight to see who gets the best space for the food trucks? You're not involved in that?
No, it all works. Every spot, Monument Square is really, the way it's set up, it's so easy for event planning because it is just so wide open. So it works out really well. But yeah, please mark your calendar for next Thursday, not this Thursday, but that's, next Thursday.
It's August 21st. Okay. Yeah. On August 22nd and 23rd, we have the Music on the Monument again, Saturday Sounds, the 29th, Music on the Monument, and Saturday Sounds at the end of August. And then Country First Fridays on, September. I even hate to say that, September 5th.
I know, yeah. So this, we always do a theme. Last month we did the Scoop the Loop theme, which was amazing. We had the Elvis tribute band and a wonderful car show going on. And, oh, my God, that was so much fun. So this theme in September is more of a hoedown theme. So we're going country. And so, wear your boots and your cowboy hats if you're so inclined. But it should be a really good time, really the last, big first Friday of the year. I mean, we still have them throughout the year, but really September, it feels like, all right, let's do this.
I'm not a hat guy. I just don't look good in hats. I really don't look good in cowboy hats. I'm just not, I don't have that look about me.
Yeah.
I don't look like a tough guy. I don't look like if I wore a cowboy hat, it can beat the other cowboys up. I just don't look like that.
Well, anybody who's got a pair of cowboy boots in their closet that doesn't have a reason to wear them too often, this is going to be your day on September 5th.
All right. Country music on this Monument Square or Haymarket Square. What are you calling it these days?
It's called Monument Square.
Monument Square, okay. Yeah. Then on the 12th of September, Fall Feast on the Streets.
Okay.
Now, this is not pavement, party on the pavement.
No, this is a really fun event. So this is, if you are a foodie, you have got to come to this. So we basically, you explore 10 different restaurants in one evening. It's on a Friday, September 12th. And we did something a little different with this one is, we're calling it Feast Wisconsin, and we're featuring all foods that originated or are famous in Wisconsin. So thinking about, Reef Point Brew House is doing a Wisco slider, which is actually like a little burger with a brat slider with like Wisconsin brick cheese. It's pretty incredible. We've got Lambeau Stew from the Ivanhoe. We're doing...
What's Lambeau Stew?
Oh, it's a beer cheese soup with brats in it. Yes. We've got Butcher and Barrel featuring these cranberry goat cheese balls that are then wrapped in pistachios. We've got Divino Gelato doing Door County cherry gelato with a maple latte.
Beer cheese with brats in it.
I know. I mean, so everything is...
Oh, man.
It even like Mexicalindo is doing a Usinger sausage wrapped tortilla. It's... pretty amazing looking.
Let's go back to that beer cheese with brats in it. Let's go ahead.
So it's all Wisconsin themed food. So you get to explore 10 downtown restaurants one night. It's only $40. It's really we always sell out too. So if you really want to go to this, definitely get your tickets.
No cheese curds? Somebody might have them.
One person is doing a cheese curds. It's actually like a tater tot cheese curd. On a stick where it's also covered. Okay. What do you call those? On like the grill
skewer.
Skewer. Yeah. So it's like cheese curd, tater tot,
kebab
type thing. So that's going to be really cool. So yeah, the whole lineup, everything is on our website and our social medias if you want to see exactly what food is being served at each place. But it is going to be Wisconsin all the way.
Now, I noticed one thing about cheese curds. Of course, before I moved to Wisconsin, I never heard of cheese curds before. I noticed one thing in all my years of sampling them. You've got to have grease that's been used for at least 2 or 3 years without being changed.
Ugh.
So when you go, that's the secret to it. You can't have fresh oil in there because that's not good. So when you go to some of these county fairs, this is probably oil and that they've used for maybe a year or two, and they just keep... And that's what you need the cheese curds in. They do taste better in this old oil.
Well, I'm going to leave it up to the restaurants to do... They're the professionals.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's the best cheese curds. Before two things I never heard of before I moved to Wisconsin, brats and cheese curds.
Yeah.
I never heard of them before.
And also at this, if you haven't tried the new cafe downtown, which is the old Dewey's.
That's the latest new business.
Literally, that is the name of it, the new cafe, in case everyone's wondering what's the name of it. They're also part of Feast on the Street, so they're making something that's really cool too, these cheese crisps, homemade cheese crisps with chipotle salsa. He's got this whole, it looks amazing.
One day they got to get a sign on that. Restaurant.
Yeah.
They don't have a sign yet.
Sometimes those things take a little longer than you expect.
Yeah, I know.
You order
know,
them and then
I
they're
know.
Just by the time you get it approved through the council and.
You know who made the signs when I was growing up? The guy in town made all the signs. He made the signs for my brother's band. They had these signs on their trailer and everything. Cal Seinfeld, Jerry's dad, used to make all our signs in the neighborhood.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you watch Seinfeld, you can see when he's walking down the street sometimes, way in the back, it says Cal Signs, K-A-L Signs. That's his dad. A great sign maker. All right, where do we leave off here? Oh, Fall Feast on the Street. And if you hold off for just 8 more days, it's Party on the Pavement, which used to be in October, but now it's in September.
Yes, September 20th. I changed it to the third week in September. So this is the big one, of course. This was actually it was actually named best event in the state. It is the largest street festival in southeastern Wisconsin. We closed down 12 blocks of road in downtown Racine. So all of Main Street is closed off. All of 6th Street is closed off. We've got 5 stages of live music, which is pretty amazing. Over 150 vendors, over 30 different food trucks throughout. We're going to have a BMX show going on. We're going to have dance battles going on. We've got a classic car show happening. We have a little part of it is actually like a little mini German fest that we have new this year, which we're really excited about adding. It's the pinnacle of what Racine is as far as, you know, everything is represented. Everyone's welcome. This is a free event. So you can literally come down here. It's 100% free. You can park in any of the ramps that day, $4 all day. So that's still very reasonable. And it is just a party. It is amazing. About 15,000 people will be at this event.
That's one of the first ones. There I am with a guy named Tom Kramer worked here. And there's David Mack in the picture as well. Notice we're in winter coats.
Yes, that's sort of why I started shifting it earlier, because it just got to be a little bit too chilly. So normally at September, it's been really nice.
Well, the guy in the picture, Tom Kramer, who worked here for years, great guy. He once said on the opening day when he was doing the broadcast with me, he says, so downtown, when they were putting this, before they put the road in, they were working on it. There was dust and dirt everywhere. It was just a mess because they were putting the road in. And they put this new, beautiful concrete road going right down through downtown. And the first thing they did was no cars, just people. They closed it down to all automobiles on the first day, and there was Party on the Pavement.
Yeah, and this is we're celebrating our 22nd year this year. It would be 23rd, but because of COVID, we had to skip one.
So didn't do it during COVID.
It'll be our 22nd anniversary, and it's going to be rocking.
It's going to be on the pavement.
That's true. We're going to be partying on
You're
the
doing
pavement.
Food trucks again?
Yeah, there'll be over 30 food trucks throughout downtown.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's great.
So definitely come hungry.
Oh, yeah. We always go to Party on the Pavement.
I mean, 5 stages of live music throughout downtown. That is pretty incredible to think about.
Well, the best part is I get to see people who owe me money and I can collect right there.
There you go. And then you can spend that money on the food trucks.
If they pay up. Okay, so Party on the Pavement is in September this year. It's on the 20th of September. October. Can't believe we're talking about that.
Oh,
first Fridays on the first day of October. You do first Thursdays? Second Thursdays anymore? Second Fridays?
No. Just first Fridays.
Oh, just first Fridays? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's October 3rd. It's first Fridays from 4 until 9 p.m. Most of the businesses, if not all of them, are open on first Friday.
Yeah. And this one, we're doing a Halloween theme. So we're going to have live professional like pumpkin carvers on Monument Square doing demos, but also kids can actually paint pumpkins and take one with them.
Professionals, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're pretty amazing. We got face painters, and then you can take your pumpkin home. It's a really great family-friendly day at downtown.
So little Johnny in school, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a police officer. What do you want to be? I want to be a professional pumpkin carver.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Make a living out of it.
You can be really busy in the month of October.
The The Wine Walk coming up the next day on Saturday, October 4th. And there's another one on October 11th. And this runs from 1 p.m. until 6 p.m., the Wine Walk.
Yeah, so the Wine Walks have been very popular. We've been doing them for, I would say, about 6 years now. And there's 30 different locations that you can stop at. There's wine. Some of them are beer as well. And every one of them has snacks and apps for you to taste test. And really, all of the merchants really go out of their way at this to make it a VIP experience for you. I mean, we've got some who do, like, karaoke, some who do a huge charcuterie tray board. They've got activities at every place. We've got a new VIP option that we just started this year. So if you'd like to go VIP, there are only very limited number of tickets of that available, but it includes some really good perks.
The VIP walk.
The VIP wine VIP walk.
The Monument Mash. First time I'm hearing about this on October 18th.
Yeah, this is actually an event that is put on by the Racine Parks and Rec. And they, on Monument Square, they have a kids DJ. They've got bounce houses. They have a costume contest for different age groups, which is always really fun. So make sure you definitely come out down in your costume. And it's just a really fun kids party on Monument Square.
Is it like the Monster Mash except Monument Mash?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Candy Crawl. Oh, everything to do with candy. Kids love the Candy Crawl. That's a noon to two, and that's on October 25th, just before Halloween. All the unhealthiest candy you can think of for your kid. They love it.
Yeah, so this is basically just a safe way for your kids to go trick-or-treating and for you to explore all of the shops and restaurants in downtown Racine. We've got over 40 participating businesses that will be handing out candy. It's all down Main Street and 6th Street. And it's just a fun way, again, wear your costume, have fun, go downtown, and trick-or-treat in a very safe environment.
I have this horrible mask. It's very scary. I bought it years ago, and I used to wear it on Halloween. Kids came to my door until one little girl got so frightened, she backed up, almost went down the steps of the porch. I said, that's it. I'm not going to take a chance. She was so frightened. And she backed up.
Oh, you did this as an adult? You were scaring the kids?
Well, I came into the door to hand out candy. Most kids liked it. They laughed. But this one little girl got terrified, and she started backing up. And I had to go quick grab her before she fell backwards down the porch. And I got the mask, but I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, so October, we've got quite a few things for the kiddos, so that'll be fun.
On the first day of November, November 1st, we have the Beer and Bippity-Boppity Bacon Walk.
Oh, my gosh. This event just keeps exploding every year. So this is 20 stops throughout downtown Racine, and we are talking bacon-infused items from all of your favorite restaurants. We've had some really, really creative bacon items. Ivanhoe always does bacon dipped, chocolate covered bacon is what they do, which is really fun. We do chocolate donuts. I mean, bacon glazed chocolate donuts, bacon wrapped, you name it. It's sort of like the state fair of bacon throughout downtown Racine.
So here's what they thought. Well, let's see, donuts aren't that healthy. How can we make it unhealthier? Well, load bacon in those donuts.
Oh, for sure. I mean, every year we've got some new things to try, but it is just, that event is really fun. Also new this year, we've never done it before, but we're going to have a VIP for the Beer and Bacon Walk. So
bippity boppity bacon.
It's going to be fun.
Okay, on November 7th, it's Flannel First Fridays. It's not when you come out in your pajamas, is it?
It's where you wear your flannel shirt. Do you have a flannel shirt?
Do I look like I have a flannel shirt? No, I don't have it. I don't have a flannel shirt.
Well, do you have flannel pajama bottoms?
No.
Okay. Well, you're not coming.
You're not allowed. There'll be posters out. This man is not allowed.
No.
Okay, so that's come with your flannel shirts. Obviously, it's November. You'll want to wear a flannel shirt. On the 18th, the holiday parade and tree lighting. Oh, big deal.
Should
downtown.
We even be talking about this in August? It feels uncomfortable. It feels like we're pushing it on us. Like, I think I should come back to talk about the holiday parade.
We'll just mention it. The holiday parade on the 8th. On the 15th, Ladies Day Out.
Oh, this
noon
is
to 6.
That one's a really fun one, ladies. Mark your calendars now for that. 15th, is it?
That it will be on the 15th of November.
Yes, November 15th. Mark your calendars and get your group together because it's a fun, free day for the ladies in downtown. And I'm telling you, just mark your calendars.
Are they going to be bad-mouthing men the whole time? Is that it?
They can do whatever. Hey, what happens at Ladies Day Out stays at Ladies Day Out.
The man-haters night? Ladies Day Out? We got the beer and bourbon Black Friday on the 28th. The 29th will be the Small Business Saturday. That's big.
That's with the Grinch, too.
Yeah, that's Small Business Saturday. That's big. The Fa-La-La, first Friday's on the 5th. And on December 13th, Kris Kringle Tour. Well, let's do that one. What is the Kris Kringle Tour?
Oh, so not only was Santa Claus, of course, and Mrs. Claus walking around downtown, but you can sample all of your favorite Kringle flavors. We partner with O&H Bakery, and we've got 20 different Kringle flavors that you can sample for free, completely free event throughout downtown.
What a great downtown. So you and your crew, you do a great job keeping
us alive. We are lucky that we have such a beautiful downtown, great merchants, great stores.
Because a lot of downtowns across America just
are dying off.
Yeah, they went bye-bye, and that was it. You guys didn't let it die down.
Well, and the only way we can do that is with people continuing to actually come downtown and support these businesses. So I appreciate every single person who has come downtown this summer and just keep doing that. Remember that. It's just can't exist without everybody supporting it.
You got some great window decorations going up downtown. Some
of
those stores really do an all-out job on that.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
And we got that. When are we going to get a peek at the 2026 calendar? When does that come to fruition?
Well, I'll probably post it publicly in September or so, just so the merchants and things can really get everything together on their end as well.
I want to talk about it first here.
Okay. All right. Deal.
Okay. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. You say, I missed the beginning. It'll be podcast tonight or tomorrow morning at WRJN.com, also civicmedia.us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, you'll find it by tomorrow morning. Guaranteed. All right? No, I shouldn't guarantee it because I don't put them up. Somebody else does. I shouldn't guarantee they work, but it will be up. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you for having me. I will see you in maybe a month or so.
Yeah. It's not too cold in here, is it?
No.
Okay. Because I crank down the air conditioner. See, everybody says I crank up the air conditioner. Actually, you crank it down.
That's true.
I put it at 68 degrees.
I appreciate that.
I got some meat hanging on the back of the room here. I got to keep it cold. Thank you, Kelly.